In 1983, John Egan, the Republican candidate for mayor of Philadelphia, summoned reporters to say he'd heard that the legendary former mayor Frank Rizzo would be rewarded for his much-sought-after endorsement of Democratic candidate Wilson Good with a job at the Philadelphia Gas Works. Egan remembers he couldn't prove it.
And, you know, there was obviously skepticism from the press because, you know, I couldn't, and I don't even remember where I heard it.
But indeed, Rizzo endorsed Good, who won the election, and then
Frank Rizzo got a job right after that at BGW, and from all reports that I ever heard, a pretty cushy job as well.
Rizzo became a well-paid security chief at PGW and brought some of his old associates onto the payroll as well. 2 years after that, the Philadelphia Daily News reported that PGW was keeping a VIP list of politically connected Philadelphians who deserved special treatment, including a no-shutoff policy and sometimes reductions on their bills. A federal investigation ended without charges, but it was another embarrassment for the gasworks. Sam Katz, who spent much of his career as an analyst of city finances and is now producing a video history of the city, says political influence over PGW goes back to the late 19th century, when Republicans were in charge.
PGW has a more than 120-year history of being a political football, being a vehicle for political patronage, and being a source and cause of a lot of angst among its customers.
In the 1990s, things got worse. A new management team so generously helped themselves to company perks and goodies that four executives were indicted. Two pled guilty and two were acquitted at trial, including former company CEO James Hawes. Hawes was fined $22,000 and condemned by the state ethics board. Current PGW CEO Craig White says the problem with the gasworks then wasn't just executive perks, it's that the company was terribly managed.
We weren't billing 50,000 customers. They weren't even getting a bill. We weren't showing up for appointments, and we couldn't answer the phone for 45 minutes to an hour.
Asked at a news conference if political influence was PGW's fatal flaw, Mayor Nutter said no, he didn't see it that way. He pointed out that a management team appointed in 2000 by another politician, then Mayor John Street, had truly turned the company around.
The company is more valuable today than it's probably been in 30 years. The collections are possibly at the highest level that they've been. They've brought in operational efficiencies.
Nutter says it makes sense to sell PGW for a set of practical business reasons and because delivering natural gas isn't a core municipal function. Whether the deal happens, though, will be up to the 17 politicians who sit on Philadelphia City Council. Dave Davies, WHYY News.